Dr. Vishal Rao is a member of the expert committee, COVID Task Force. Government of Karnataka is now also with us. Dr. Rao, this is a question that is being asked of many representatives of the Karnataka government, that were we late in detecting patients with this infected with the new variant? The fact that this is not a recent case.
Yeah, Sanket, good evening. I think the Genomic Surveillance Committee and the InstaCog has constantly been at vigil over the last 3 months, even when the cases have been very low. So even over the last 3 months, regularly the ministry has been monitoring the genomics, the kind of variants that we are seeing, the Delta subtypes and all of it. And the moment that the WHO alert has come in about the Omicron, I think immediately they have started sequencing, and I think in a couple of days they've been able to pick this up. So I would rather say that they've been actually quite quick in terms of understanding and picking up the samples and giving the report, because earlier this would take a couple of months. You know, we would come to know after about 1.5-2 months. Now it's just been a few days and we've been able to pick up this. And we're doing the same in all other clusters, like the Dharwad cluster and other clusters. They've quickly isolated the strain. They've given the thing that it's a Delta strain. So this kind of an approach is actually helping, because this is what maybe every state would need to adopt, from having a quick genomic surveillance committee, working with the InstaCog.
But, Dr. Rao, my only question over here is that surely you would agree that these are only the two cases that you have been able to identify and detect. I'm sure yes. The spread would have been more or is more. In a situation like this, what can be done, say, by neighboring states, a collaboration between, say, Karnataka and Maharashtra? Because this is where we have seen that most of these new variants are often spoken about. You saw the Delta wave in the month of February 2021. We saw it emanating from parts of Maharashtra. Similarly, this one, you've got these cases identified in Karnataka. So what do you do? What sort of coordination do you seek?
So I think at this juncture, between states, the genomic surveillance teams are actually needing to share more data to understand the patterns of movements, more strengthening of restrictions at travels, especially across borders. And thirdly, I would say that, you know, today even the WHO has given us some direction that using this S-gene target failure or dropout, which they used in alpha detection earlier in the UK, could be helpful rather than going and putting the entire burden on genomic surveillance, where even with RT-PCR, you could actually pick up the Omicron if it is suspicious. That is, you know, typically you check the N and the E gene, but if you also check the S gene and if there is a dropout, it could be a proxy indicator, not a confirmatory, but a proxy indicator. And those kind of patients would need to go sequencing. So that way you don't overburden sequencing and don't create a panic among people that every time that you get some suspicious symptom, you want to do a genomic sequencing.
All right. Dr. Rao, Dr. Jameel, Dr. Pandit, Dr. Laharia, as well as Dr. Trupti, thank you very much for joining us on this broadcast.